Many very useful and needed pieces of software are often pirated. Programs like Adobe Photoshop or Microsoft Word are particularly vulnerable. It is illegal to sell pirated software, but it is equally illegal to buy pirated software if you can reasonably believe that it has been pirated or stolen. Here are a list of things that can help you determine if the jungle cannibals are trying to sell stolen software. 1. Check the price of the software on the website of the manufacturer. If the price that you are being offered is way out of line with what the manufacturer is charging, it is a pretty safe bet that you are being asked to buy stolen software. Don't. 2. If you agree to buy a piece of software, the price seems to be in line, but you get to the seller's sales and service page and are asked to forego your right to a chargeback claim on your credit card, do not complete the sale. You should always have the right to protest a sale, and you never want to give up that right. 3. Each manufacturer of a legitimate software product places an embedded code in the software. You are very likely being asked to purchase stolen software if you are instructed to use a special number or a different procedure to activate the software. 4. If you buy a piece of software and are sent a disk to install it on your computer and on the disk you see either NFR or OEM, it was stolen. NFR means, not for resale. This is most often stamped on a beta product version. OEM means original equipment manufacturer. This code is stamped on software that is included in the purchase of a new computer. 5. All legitimate software can be registered. If the seller of the software tells you that it cannot be registered, you can bet that it was stolen. You are not a criminal, but if you buy software that you know has been stolen, you can become a criminal. Receiving stolen property is a crime in all 50 states and in most civilized countries in the world. Don't. 6. Those who sell legitimate software will always supply you with their names, addresses, and telephone numbers. They have nothing to hide. Those who are selling stolen or pirated software will not provide you with their real names, real addresses, or real telephone numbers, and their email addresses are changed daily, or more frequently. 7. All legitimate software manufacturers and retailers will give you a written warranty. They will also have a very fair refund policy. The crooks will offer neither. 8. We've discussed what spam is. It is a bulk email that you receive that you have not asked for. Legitimate software manufacturers and retailers do not engage in the illegal act of sending spam. If you get an offer for a piece of software at a ridiculously low price and that offer arrives in your inbox as spam, hit the delete button and forget about it. If you order a piece of software at a really low price, pay for it, and it never shows up in your mailbox or you don't receive the download instructions forthwith, that is the best of the bad things that can happen to you. In the last chapter, we talked about phishing and farming briefly. Bogus software or stolen software or totally useless software is the preferred method of cannibals to have you for lunch. These pieces of software very often contain malicious codes for the purpose of either phishing or farming. If you go to a website where bogus software is being sold, put in your personal information, including your credit card information, you will have been the victim of a phishing scam. Do you want to try to guess what will happen to that information that you supplied while you were looking for such a bargain? It won't be good, I can tell you that. You won't know who has your information or what they are going to do with it. Farming can be accomplished by these cannibals by embedding information into a disk or a download that can accomplish their evil plans for you. You can find that your computer no longer does what you tell it to do. You can be redirected to sites that can take information right out of your hard drive and then use it in any way they want to. The bottom line of all this information is that, yes, you do need software. Software makes the computers go round. It's what allows you to be creative and productive. But, you need no more than you need, and that needs to be purchased from the manufacturers or from legitimate retailers, even if you do have to pay more for it. It is easy to become a software junkie. There is, after all, some really cool software out there, and software is what makes your computer of more useful. The good software makes you better able to produce the work that you must produce in order to be a successful online employee or a successful online business owner. We all need software. Before you actually purchase any software, however, you need to ask yourself 3 questions and you need to answer yourself honestly. 1. Is this piece of software something that I actually need? If the software will provide you with the ability to do your required work faster or make your job easier, then it is good software for you. If all the software is going to do is take up resources on your computer and slow it down without providing any real benefits for you, then it is totally useless software. If the software is bloated with features that you will never use, you should look for a simpler or even older version. Added features eat up resources and slow your computer down. 2. Is the price I am paying in line with the prices charged by the manufacturer or legitimate retailers of this software? This really is important. Receiving stolen goods is a crime. Think of it like this: if someone offered to sell you a Rolex watch for $29.95, you would immediately know that the watch was either not a real Rolex or that it was hotter than a $2 pistol. You wouldn't be foolish enough to spend $30 on a fake watch, and you sure wouldn't want to be guilty of receiving stolen merchandise, so either way, you would walk away. That same thing is true of software. If the price is too low, the software is either bogus or hot. 3. Is there a sufficient satisfaction guarantee? There are those super-duper 60-day wonder salesmen out there that pride themselves on being able to sell ice boxes to Eskimos. They will make wild promises or jump through hoops just to make a sale. Don't get suckered in, read the fine print. You should never buy any piece of software that does not come with a guarantee. This guarantee should cover more than the fact that the software will work. It should also guarantee that if the software doesn't work for you, that you can return it and get your money back. Chapter 7. There are poisonous plants. Besides lions, tigers, bears, oh my, and sneaky snakes and cannibals, the jungle is overrun by vegetation. Much of it is harmless, but some of it can cause you or your computer to itch, break out in hives, or even be fatal if it's consumed. You see, those of us who venture into the internet commerce jungle are all hungry when we start. We are hungry for success. We either want our own businesses or we want jobs that we can do from home. That's why we are here, we are hungry. You aren't the first internet business jungle adventurer, and you don't have to make all of the mistakes yourself. You can learn from the mistakes others, who have preceded you, have made and avoid them yourself. This information can save you a lot of stress and, yes, pain. Some of those jungle plants look so innocent. They can even be beautiful and have such great appeal. They give off a heady perfume that smells like money. Money that can be made easily and quickly. They practically reek of success. These plants can be so hypnotic that you can very easily be tempted into trying them. Money. Success. It is what every person who steps into the internet business jungle is searching for, and there is money and success growing in abundance right before your eyes. All you have to do is reach out and gather as much as you want, right? Wrong. Don't touch these fierce jungle plants. Plants that make you itch. The hyep plant, this one has long stems that can reach out and grab you. Hyep is an acronym that means high yield investment program. There are two hyep varieties. The first is a perfectly legal one. Many people who have the desire and the financial wherewithal to invest in a hyep do so. They do so with both eyes wide open. They are well aware of the risks involved, and those are risks that they are willing, and can afford, to take. Legal hyeps usually invest in such things as commodities and futures. There can be a potential of earning as much as a 3% return per day on an investment in a legitimate hyep. However, you must remember that high yield always carries an equally high risk. There is the potential for earning a large return, but there is also the very real possibility of losing the total investment as well. The legal hyep variety that grows in the internet jungle, as well as in the real brick and mortar world, presents opportunities and risks. If you are really a born gambler and you can financially afford to lose your investment, legal hyeps might be a reasonable choice for you to make. The illegal hyep, this insidious plant grows wild in the internet jungle. It releases an odor of easy money that is intoxicating to unwary adventurers. The illegal hyep is very much like the legal variety, except that the yield promised is much, much higher and the time of return expected is much, much shorter. Even the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has warned about such illegal hyep schemes. You can read all of the details of the FBI warning by clicking here. In part, the FBI says, "The purpose of this notice is to alert the public to persons who have reportedly marketed investment schemes which appear to be fraudulent. Various prime bank trading programs, or similar trading programs which purport to offer above average market returns with below market risk through the trading of bank instruments, are fraudulent. Offering such programs, or claiming to be able to introduce investors to persons who have access to such programs, violates numerous federal laws, including criminal laws." Whoa. That sounds serious. The FBI report goes on to describe the details of these illegal hyeps. All hyeps are based on speculation, both the legal and illegal varieties. If you choose to invest in an hyep, You need to be aware that what you are investing in is a building that hasn't been built or a product that hasn't been launched or the educated guess of a person or organization that is in the position to make such an educated guess. You are betting that other people will succeed in a prospective financial venture. Note: legitimate HYPEs do not send unsolicited emails. If you receive an offer to invest your money in a HYPE via unsolicited email, it is the illegitimate variety. The intermediary plant: this plant usually sprouts up as an unsolicited opportunity in your inbox. That, all by itself, should raise red flags for you. Remember that big opportunities that are real and legitimate are not sent by unsolicited bulk email, that is spam. Real big opportunities are very, very rare if they exist at all. I've never personally seen one. The offer will always be from someone that you do not know and will usually have a name that sounds foreign. It will not address you by name. That is another little tip off that you are looking at a poisonous intermediary plant. It will usually begin with a formal greeting such as, "Good day." The following is a copy of a real unsolicited email that made the rounds back in 2004 as reported by Snopes. "Good day, my name is Evaldis Vitatis. I'm sales manager of Lyander Web Design Agency. We are situated in Vilnius, Lithuania. Lyander Web Design Agency is pleased to offer you the position of exchange manager for our organization. We are excited about the potential that you bring to our company. We work with corporate clients and some of them prefer to do wire transfers, however we cannot receive international wire transfers because of heavy taxes. Tax for international wire transfer is 25% in Lithuania. There is no sense for us to work in such a way, however we don't want to lose our clients. You need to have PayPal/bank account. System is completely automated. You will work only 1 to 2 hours a day, receive, process payments from our clients through your PayPal/bank account. Report about all new payments, act only within the limits of law, earn minimum $1,500 $2,000 per month. Your salary will be 5-15% from every processed amount, you begin from 5%. To join, the minimum requirements include minimum qualifications, skills, knowledge, ability, etc. The minimum qualifications are diploma or equivalent. Must be able to multitask and have good communication skills. Knowledge of MS Word and other basic computer programs. This being a new field, there is no experience needed. How to apply? If you would like to pursue this opportunity, simply send your resume, CV, to resume@lyander.net or download job application form. www.lyander.net/job_application_form.doc. Fill it in and send us to resume@lyander.net. No phone calls, please. Callers will not be considered for the position. We will respond promptly. Please don't feel shy to contact our online support and ask any questions you will have. Contact name: Julie Jackalite. ICQ 257,235,542. AOLM screen name: Jackalite. Yahoo. ID: Jackalite. MSN: jackalite@hotmail.com. No agencies, please. Lyander Web Design Agency is an equal opportunity / affirmative action employer. For more information about who we are and what we do, please visit our webpage, www.lyander.net. It is necessary that we know your decision by November 20, 2004, so that we can plan accordingly. Regards. Evaldis Vitatis. Lyander Web Design Agency. This intermediary plant was designed specifically to attract those who are searching for a work-at-home job. It was sent well after the enactment of CAN-SPAM, so a little thing like it being against the law to send spam does not stop these plants from proliferating. Note: it would be a very good idea for you to bookmark or add to your favorites this link, http://www.snopes.com/snopes-sniffs-out and broadcasts all kinds of frauds and scams. Before you invest any money or even before you forward an email to your friends, you should always check the claims out on Snopes. The SSS plant, I made that acronym up, it refers to the secret shopped scam, but it is plant that flourishes in the internet jungle. Who doesn't like to shop? The idea of shopping with other people's money and getting paid to do it is a big temptation. You would really like to pick armloads of that plant, wouldn't you? Wait. Secret shopper jobs come in two varieties. There is the legitimate variety and the illegal variety, or the scam. It is very difficult to tell the varieties apart. They can appear side by side in the classified ad pages of a newspaper or on work-at-home job websites. One very certain way to tell some of the illegal plants are that legitimate secret shopper jobs will never require you to purchase training supplies or courses to teach you how to do the job. The problem is that some of the illegal ones don't require that you make purchases either, but knowing that the legal ones never do will help to eliminate at least some of the wrong choices. The better of the bogus secret shopper job offers are only out to sell you useless training supplies or courses with no job attached. The worst of the secret shopper job offers are to get you to make illegal purchases or to ship illegal goods or to act as a middleman for illegal fund transfers, all of which can get you into some very serious legal difficulties. The advertisements for secret shopper jobs are made to sound very enticing. They promise that you can make large sums of money by working only a very few hours each week. They assure you that there are no educational requirements and no experience that will be required. These promises make these advertisements look like answered prayers to those who are desperate for a job and have little or no experience and a limited educational background. Those who answer these advertisements will often receive a check in the amount of several thousand dollars with instructions to get the check cashed either at their personal bank or at a bank that is designated. Then they are to purchase a money order for the amount of the check less the cost of the money order and $100 or so that they can keep. The money order is to be made payable to a person that they have never heard of but whom they must say is a relative. The money order then must be mailed to an address, usually a post office box, in Canada or some other country. It is what is called money laundering, and the secret shopper who participates in the scheme is now part of the illegal act. Not only will they have committed an illegal act, but they may well have paid for that privilege. Here is the free advice that is offered to those seeking secret shopper jobs by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. The truth is that it is unnecessary to pay money to anyone to get into the mystery shopper business. The shopping certification offered in advertising or unsolicited email is almost always worthless. A list of companies that hire mystery shoppers is available for free, and legitimate mystery shopper jobs are on the internet for free. Consumers who try to get a refund from promoters of mystery shopping jobs usually are out of luck. Either the business doesn't return the phone calls, or if it does, it's to try another pitch. The forwarding plant. This plant, also known as the forwarding email, grows wild in the internet jungle. It has been around a long time. Many have tried to eradicate it and yet it thrives. There are dozens of varieties. The very idea of being able to make money, get paid for vacations or great merchandise by simply forwarding emails sounds very enticing to those who are not all that computer savvy. It sounds easy and it sounds quick and it sounds like something that they already know how to do, forward. The problem is that the technology doesn't even exist for email tracking. Another tiny little problem is that nobody is going to pay you or anybody else for forwarding emails. It hasn't happened, it isn't happening, and it will never happen. Please take note, you will not receive cash from Microsoft, free merchandise from Nike, free clothing from Gap, $25 gift certificates from Abercrombie & Fitch, Old Navy, or Outback Steakhouse, free cars from Honda, free cases of Coke from Coca-Cola, or anything else. By forwarding emails, it isn't going to happen. Let me tell you what you will get if you choose to pick this plant. You will get a lot of very unhappy recipients of forwarded email. Forward enough of these things and you could be facing an angry lynch mob made up of a few hundred of your nearest and dearest friends. The world currency plant. It seems that unless you were a couple of cans short of a six-pack, this would be an obviously poisonous plant and one that you would avoid. This is another of those plants that you usually first see when it sprouts up in your inbox as an unsolicited bulk email. Do you see a pattern here? Spam is always, always, always offers an opportunities that are bogus and downright dangerous. The world currency cartel plant looks a lot like a cactus plant that has gone wild. It will be a very long letter filled with large blocks of text that you won't be inclined to read. It will not address you by your name but rather as dear friend or some other such generic salutation. There will be a lot of testimonials. We've discussed testimonials before. Remember? Anybody can write a testimonial and type anybody else's name as the author. Just because there is a testimonial from a person whose name you recognize, does not mean that they actually wrote that testimonial. In a few thousand carefully chosen words, the letter will tell you that you can make boatloads of money by only making one little telephone call for each transaction. Say, what? You can make tons of money by doing nothing more strenuous than making an occasional phone call? You have got to be kidding. Well, actually they aren't trying to be funny, they are trying to get into your bank account. They usually only want $35 of your dollars, but they are planning on taking $35 out of many, many bank accounts. You are just one of many that they are offering to share this incredible money-making secret with. Save your $35. Making money is a little harder than making a phone call. The U1 plant, how strange. You are notified that you have won the lottery and you didn't even buy a ticket. How lucky is that? Not only did you win the lottery, you won it in a foreign country that you have never even visited. This plant thrives mostly on greed and gullibility. Newsflash. You can't win a lottery if you haven't bought a ticket. Lottery winners are selected according to numbers they choose when they pay to enter a lottery. You can find details on the Snopes website. The gist of this scam is that you will need to send anywhere from $300 to $2,000 in order to collect the millions that are owed to you because you won a lottery that you didn't enter. Chapter 8. All the natives aren't friendly. You are doing great. You are getting close to being at the very heart of this internet jungle and you have survived lions, tigers, bears, Oma and sneaky snakes, cannibals and poisonous plants to boot. You are learning to live and thrive in this jungle. By this time you have likely met some of the natives. Most of them are nice, polite, helpful people. You have even come to be friends with some of them. You might even have formed, if not friendships, at least relationships with some of your toughest competitors. That isn't the least bit uncommon out here in the internet jungle. It's been said that politics makes strange bedfellows. It could be said that the internet makes for even stranger bedfellows. You may have seen joint venture agreements made between fierce competitors who sell the very same products to the very same market. It happens. When the details of a joint venture agreement can be worked out so that each partner can equally benefit from that agreement, joint venture agreements between competitors are not all that uncommon. It is also true that there really are gurus that live and work in the internet jungle. These living, breathing gurus are real experts in their internet marketing fields of endeavor. There are experts in article and ebook writing and marketing. There are experts in viral marketing techniques. There are experts in the writing of effective sales letters. There are many real experts or gurus that often offer courses, seminars, teleseminars and webinars in order to teach those who can pay for the information how to do certain things and do them very well in the internet marketing jungle. There are fake gurus. However, just because somebody claims to be a guru or an expert doesn't make them a real guru or expert. Sometimes that claim just makes them another one of the not-so-friendly jungle natives. The thing about signing up for courses, seminars, teleseminars or webinars is that there is not recourse to getting your money back if all you get is a bunch of stuff that anybody would know who had been in the internet marketing arena for more than 15 minutes. You can't say, "They didn't tell me anything I didn't already know. I want my money back," and expect to get your money back. That isn't going to happen. The best thing that you can do before you sign up for any instruction is to check out the instructors or speakers who will be presenting information to you. Run a check on them by plugging their names into the Google search box. This won't tell you everything you need to know, but it is a place to start. Ask other marketers if they know who these so-called experts or gurus are and if they have ever taken a course or attended a seminar, teleseminar or webinar where these same gurus or experts were the instructors or speakers.